It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, 615 in the morning. We launch into Comfort in Numbers, where a member of the Playhouse family is just basically in that spot where they're like, okay, I would feel that circle of support around me if I knew I wasn't the only person that has lived this. And today we got Elle in Comfort in Numbers, who says, any other people or women in particular hopefully deal with this. I have a great guy friend, no romantic interest ever on either side, but he's great, like a brother to me. But every time I see a man and I introduce them to my best friend, they're so weird about it. And honestly, I'd say it ends a lot of relationships for me. Guys are so insecure about having a guy friend that's your bestie, and if it was going to happen, it would have happened, so I don't get it. I guess the comfort in numbers I'm looking for is, do other people have a friendship that destroys their love life? So do you ever have like a friend that's, you know, people look at and they're like, why aren't you dating them? I'm insecure about this person, and it ruins your friendship. Have you ever had a friend like that people were insecure about?
I have a lot of female friends, you know, outside of, I have male friends and female friends.
Oh, so you're the problem.
So I am the problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It tends to be that problem. And I would say even in my last relationship, that was like almost, I guess you could consider it a red flag, for a lack of better words, because it wasn't like I was open. It wasn't like it was being hidden or anything. But then also traveling around the entire country, I've met a ton of people. Like, I know somebody in every single state, if not more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And a lot of them tend to be female versus the male. I don't know why that generally happened. Nothing ever happened with majority of these females. But then it come down on me that, like, I don't know how to fix that if it's an insecurity in the person. So male or female, there's an insecurity at some point where you don't trust the person that you're with because of that insecurity. That's something you're going to have to, the guys you're dating are going to have to figure out.
So if you can give that comfort in numbers, be like, yeah, you know what? I've been there too. And maybe it's kind of a unique comfort in numbers where you're Joel in it, where you were the issue. You were that friend that was like, no, really, there's nothing romantic going on here. Like, that's your girlfriend or that's your boyfriend, whatever the case might be. 237, it's text 35270. If you can provide that comfort in numbers where you have a friendship that just torpedoes relationships. 237, it's to play Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed. 194 on the Playhouse.
No, it's a bad idea.
It's Playhouse 194, 621 in the middle of comfort in numbers. For Playhouse family member Elle, who's basically looking for other people that have had like a close friend that has basically ruined their romantic relationship because you're so close that these people are like, oh, wait, why aren't you dating him?
So I totally agree that guy friends do ruin new relationships, because it's always awkward when your guy friend meets your new boyfriend and they always have something to say. Like, they'll nitpick like one little thing that maybe you didn't notice because they want to bring it to your attention, and it's almost like they just don't want you to have a boyfriend. When the last time I started dating a new guy, my guy friend was like, oh yeah, he's so nice. Are you okay with him being like only an inch taller than you? And I'm like, what? Like, Why would you even say that? And then it started me thinking, like, oh my God, if I were heel. But then I'm like thinking, like, why would you say that if he's a nice guy? Like, were you trying to get me to not want to be with this person? But like, they plant like these little seeds, I feel like.
Do you think it's possible that the guy friend's like into you?
I don't know, but it's not going to happen. And I think that they know that, or to some extent that they know that, because I've made it very clear, like, oh, this is my best friend, and da-da, and like, oh, you should go talk to that girl, or, yeah, that girl you're talking to, she's really hot, like, you should definitely date her. Like, never once have I indicated that I'm into you.
So maybe you gotta keep the guy friends away from the boyfriends, unless it's, like, super serious.
But then that's a problem, too, because then your boyfriend would be like, well, how come I never meet any of your guy friends? It's a catch-22 either way.
I mean, I like that you gave some comfort in numbers for Elle. In your instance, that dude's totally into you.
Oh, 100%. Especially if he's, but at the same time, if you're friends with a female, like, I have a pretty close female friend, and I would make jokes like that, like she was one of the guys, like one of my actual friends. Like, you make those jokes, and I can tell you, I would make fun of somebody too. I'd be like, oh, Zero, do you have to wear heels when you're around? You know what I mean? Like, I would make that joke. So just because you're a female doesn't mean I'm not going to make that joke if you're dating somebody.
Yeah, I still think that guy sounds like he's totally into her.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like from the of what she was saying, it makes sense. But at the same time, I would probably be that person that would make a joke like that.
So the comfort is basically you have this close friend that it ruins your relationship because the person you're dating thinks that, no, I don't know. I think it's weird that you're not with that friend because obviously you guys are super close. And we are getting plenty of comfort for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. But at the same time, some people are saying, somebody said, as long as you actually don't start prioritizing that friendship over your actual relationships, it's not going to put a strain on that. And somebody else saying, absolutely, it would be like a green flag for me if somebody had friends that were of the same sex, I guess, too. Dating guys who don't have female friends, as that would be a red flag to them, I guess.
Sure. And you got some comfort in numbers. You've been there before, friend ruining love life.
It can quite happen. And currently, I have a friend that's renting out some space, which is helping me with some money. Mm-hmm. And even though he's romantically interested in me, I'm not interested in him. And he's a really good guy friend. And I'm able to make rent because he's helping me by, doing his work in my my house. But no guys are coming around. Right now I'm almost considering it sort of like a block. That way I can kind of focus on me. But it definitely, if I were looking to have a love life at the moment, he would be ruining it. Because no one's going to come around when there's a guy here all the time. Because a lot of people just assume, and anybody would because a lot of people would, because we all have egos and we don't want our egos hurt. And if you see this guy always over here, well, of course, you're going to assume you're going to get rejected. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to talk to him about it. But, at this point, I'm not really looking for anyone at the moment. I'm working on me. So it's okay. If I were, I'd have to talk to him about doing his work elsewhere.
So a couple things. One, he established you got some comfort in numbers for L, so appreciate that. Two, if you're ever like trying to keep people away, like you want a little man repellent, have a guy rent out your basement, and apparently that helps. Okay, got it.
I mean, it makes sense, but at the same time, they're renting the basement.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully it doesn't, like, roll over into anything else.
I suppose, though, if you just start seeing somebody and you go over and it's like, oh, this is my friend so-and-so, Chuck.
Right.
Yeah, he lives in the basement. Like, what?
I mean, as long as he's in the basement, would it be even more weird if they were roommates and had, like, a bedroom right next to each other?
I guess so.
It's there. It's out there at the same time.
Sometimes we tickle fight.
Sometimes we just do a pillow fight. We stay up late. We put masks on and stuff. And, we just have a great time, a good old time.
So absolutely for you, Elle. We got plenty of comfort in numbers. So know that you're not the only one. I think maybe you just got to, start distancing yourself a little bit from that type of friend, especially early in a relationship, to establish, like, I'm seeing you. Hey, let me introduce you to my friend Billy.
Right. I think you got to set that boundary right off the bat so that way Billy doesn't try to ruin friendships, I guess.
My platonic friend.
My platonic
friend Billy.
Here's what's coming up.